Welcome to the sophistication of the Drex Radio Show. We chillax like this every weeknight between 7 and 10. Live and local in the Bay and all around the world at KGLRadio.com. As the sun goes down all over the western United States. That's my alter ego, Drexy, instead of Drex. I'm flying volunteers ready to run out of the studio. Well, there used to be one. Just saying. Okay. Well, crap happens when you get older, people. You'll love this. Before we get to, workplace messes. So, daytime Emmy winners were announced, and guess who got a trophy?
You?
No, I'm not daytime. I'm nighttime.
I know.
Yeah. Guess who got an Emmy? Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, they should take it and like battle it out. They should have like dueling trophies and see who can knock the first one out.
Like a rock'em sock'em
right,
robot.
Yes, give them each one.
Throw and trophies spank in.
Them. Yes, and then spank them. Yes, get Ted Cruz over there to spank them. How fun would that be? They won Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host for the second year in a row.
Now, daytime.
Come on now. Backstory here. He's leaving. She got screwed over in her mind. He never liked her. She never liked them. They hate each other. He's leaving. This is his last week. He's going to GMA. Don't you love that? Neither one of them were at the ceremony. Well, surprise. But they were never scheduled to be there in the first place. They beat out Wendy Williams and the ladies on The View and the ladies on The Real and The Talk. So that's something for them to beat out all of those. That's some hot competition.
Yeah, The Talk is supposed to be pretty good from what I hear.
Yeah.
It's killing The View.
Well, you know what? Have you watched The Real? Because that's the millennial ladies.
No.
It's pretty good. Oh, yeah. I can see 18, 24-year-old females all over that show during the day. College girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, if they don't have something better to do.
Well, who says they do? I don't know. Do you, ladies? I don't know. I bet you like The Real. Okay, you might like it real good. I don't know. All right, so let's play naughty. We'll start with, as promised, Del Taco. Del Taco manager. The manager, not the employees, the manager, got fired after customers at the drive-thru filmed him swearing at them. Now, what you're going to hear in the background are the other Del Taco employees who are a little bit timid because this is their boss.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like nudging him, but not really saying things like, yeah, they might post this. Yeah, you know, it's maybe you shouldn't. They are filming you. Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. No comprende. He didn't get it.
Hi, bro. You want the whole story? He's probably taking your order. I came here. No information.
So, but you don't have to act that way.
I don't give a bro.
You're gonna get fired.
This is the manager right here.
All right, where are you gonna post it? YouTube? No one's gonna see it. Where are you gonna send it to?
To your boss, duh.
I am the boss. My dad's actually a owner, so good luck with that.
Okay.
All right, cool, bro. But like, you wanna come over here? Where's my hot and mild?
I order more food.
All right,
I didn't just come over here for the salsa. I ordered 2 tacos.
Okay, bro, that's cool.
I came back to buy more.
Okay, that's cool, but like, why you gotta give me toot about the sauce though?
You're very upset because you're doing drive-through. You're very upset because you're doing drive-through. If you don't,
if I was the boss, I'd be at home, not right here, tending this window.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if I was a boss, I wouldn't be making as much right now, bro. Like.
This guy.
You're young and dumb.
He really doesn't have an idea what social media can do to somebody.
Yeah, okay. To a workplace.
What intellectual conversation do you want to tell? You want about political campaigns? That's right.
Wow.
Guess what? There's an opening for a manager at a Del Taco in Arizona today. They have an opening for a manager.
Well, I would say sign up if you like the desert.
What an idiot.
You know, I wanted to mention that I misspoke last hour when we were talking about Del Taco. That place down on Market Street is permanently closed.
Well, you were probably right. They were just like every other business in this city. You know, they were probably the rent probably went from $5,000 a month to $25,000 a month.
I did learn the closest one to our studios is over in Oakland near O.co.
Okay, so I'll keep that in mind.
You're gonna catch an A's game this summer. Hit up Del Taco before, maybe. Mm-hmm.
All right, what did you find, Nashville sportscaster? Oh, I've got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, okay. This guy in Nashville who's a sportscaster did his newscast on the day that Prince died, and he used a lot of lyrics from Prince songs and song titles.
Prince-isms.
And he ended up losing his job, getting fired as a result of this because his boss didn't like it, apparently.
Well, let's listen.
We're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. An electric word, life, but I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The NHL playoffs. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything gonna be all right? Don't expect an answer, because he or she is probably checking out game 4 of the Ducks and Predators. Let's go crazy, Smashville. Let's get nuts. Nope. Instead, Ryan Getzlaf is going to tuck the loose puck between Pecorine's legs to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead just 62 seconds in. It stayed that way until midway through the second period. This is what it sounds like when doves cry and when Mike Fisher scores. His first goal of the playoffs ties it up. But it was all downhill after that. It's 2-1 Ducks when Jamie McGill plays party man for the second straight game, batting the puck out of the air and into the net. That makes it 3-1, and the clock hits 0-0. Party over. Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999.
It went on for 4.5 minutes. That was just taste of it.
Yeah. That was a minute?
Yeah. It was a 1-minute taste.
Well, I was just going to say it's not that bad, but 4 minutes of it.
Yeah,
what's going on in the background? Is he in a purple onesie or something?
No, but you know, a lot of newscasters throughout the country would wear purple ties.
I saw
shirts or whatever.
That's respectful. Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people do this with other artists who've died, like use their lyrics in a weather forecast, for example.
Right. Well, nothing like that Hungarian thing last week.
With the fart noises?
The Hungarian guy who got fired.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that this is probably pretty minor compared to that. And I wouldn't say that it was offensive in any way. I didn't hear anything that was too offensive there.
What is wrong with you TV people? I mean, come on. Well, I guess he did not clear that through his program director.
Apparently he didn't. The program director wasn't a fan. The station manager wasn't a fan. And now he's out on his fan.
Yeah. Waiting for the doves to cry. Oh, I guess they are for him. All right. I did find this. This was a weather reporter in Hungary who got fired recently last week because he added the sounds of flatulence. By the way, it's a sound effect. But why you? I don't. Just forget about the country and the language. I don't care what you're doing. By the way, this is statewide, so this would be their national broadcast. I mean, even though they're the state of, I don't know, Vermont, whatever. You don't. You know better. You don't. We can't blame this. Oh, well, he's Hungarian. No.
Oh, this is like GMA for Hungary.
Right, right. You know you're going to be in trouble when this is your weather report.
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
Good night and goodbye and good luck. All right, we'll get to the correspondence dinner next on the Late Night Late Show wrap up on KGOA 10. But first, with a look at traffic.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on the next generation of KGOA 10.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show.
Was ist los mit dir, mein Schatz?
What the hell is this?
Immer nur bergab.
Little
it's
Miss
Trio.
I don't know. Little Miss Esoteric. I don't know what. I never know what the hell she's playing.
Why don't you find us a good pop song, Karen?
She'll try.
Oh, jeez. And then when Heather used to be here screaming at me, telling me, you know, I can't play anything but indie stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I never even heard this. What kind of moron never heard of this? I don't know. I've only been doing it for 30 years. Okay.
Oh, I know this song.
The Da-Da song. By who?
By Trio.
By Trio.
You don't love me, I don't love you.
No more Trio. All right. What I do know is... we got the 11-year-old who didn't get spanked, but he did shoot the intruder. Let's come back to that. Let's go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend. Oh, it was so good. Can I tell you, hands down, runaway, best act was the president. And not just because I'm a fan. I mean, the guy's got comedic timing, and he's got excellent writers. Obviously, he was reading it off a teleprompter, but he's so good at it, and now you can't even tell. I'm just telling you, it was funny. Okay? Let me see. We will start with, I'm looking here to see if they're taking this out of order so I don't take it out of context. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I might. This could just be highlights. Let's listen.
I love Joe Biden. I really do. And I want to thank him for his friendship, for his counsel, for always giving it to me straight, for not shooting anybody in the face.
Gotta stop there. Remember, Cheney shot the dude in the face when he was duck hunting. I love that.
Kendall Jenner is also here. I'm not exactly sure what she does, but I am told that my Twitter mentions are about to go through the roof. My approval ratings keep going up. The last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major. Bernie, you look like $1 million. Or to put it in terms you'll understand, you look like 37,000 donations of $27 each. And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
Mic drop. Yes. Mic drop. That's just fantastic. Now, whether you like him or not, come on, you know it's funny. All right. Now, there may be some repeats because I think that was a highlight reel, but Obama takes on Trump's experience in media coverage.
The Republican establishment is incredulous that he's their most likely nominee. Incredulous. Shocking. They say Donald lacks the foreign policy experience to be president. And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo. Because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground.
Oh.
All right, that's probably enough. I mean, I've got more material. No. I don't want to spend too much time on the Donald. Following your lead, I want to show some restraint. Because I think we can all agree that from the start, he's gotten the appropriate amount of coverage befitting the seriousness of his candidacy. I hope y'all are proud of yourselves. The guy wanted to give his hotel business a boost, and now we're praying that Cleveland makes it through July.
And then he talked about, well, you know, I bet Donald was invited, but he didn't show.
You got a room full of reporters, celebrities, cameras, and he says no. Is this dinner too tacky for the Donald? What could he possibly be doing instead? Is he at home eating a Trump steak? Tweeting out insults to Angela Merkel? What's he doing?
And then Obama joked about how things have changed over the past 8 years.
You know, 8 years ago, I said it was time to change the tone of our politics. In hindsight, I clearly should have been more specific. 8 years ago, I was a young man, full of idealism and vigor. And look at me now. I am gray, grizzled, just counting down the days till my death panel. Hillary once questioned whether I'd be ready for a 3 a.m. phone call. Now I'm awake anyway because I got to go to the bathroom.
And then the president took a few shots at the media, specifically CNN's Jake Tapper.
Key staff are now starting to leave the White House. Even reporters have left me. Savannah Guthrie, she's left the White House press corps to host the Today Show. Norm O'Donnell left the briefing room to host CBS This Morning. Jake Tapper left journalism to join CNN.
Yes, then there was the Harriet Tubman joke.
Here we are, my eighth and final appearance at this unique event. And I am excited. If this material works well, I'm gonna use it at Goldman Sachs next year. Earn me some serious Tubmans.
I think that's a reference to Hillary's 250 speaking, yeah, dollar speaking creds. And then also they did a pre-taped segment about leaving the White House with John Boehner.
Now that is a great move.
Yeah.
You got any advice for me?
So now you want my advice? First, stop sending me all these LinkedIn requests. And second, here's the beauty of this whole thing. You've got all the time in the world to figure this out. You can just be you for a while. Yesterday, I had a beer at 11:30 in the morning. And you know, McDonald's now serves breakfast all day long.
Nice. And then mic drop.
And with that, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
Mic drop. Then there was the whole controversy about Larry Wilmore. I don't really get Larry Wilmore. I guess he dropped the N-bomb. I don't try to get Larry Wilmore. You know, we were discussing this earlier as we were prepping the show. And I read something over the weekend that I think Larry's own words in an interview said, "You don't have to get me. I'm not necessarily here to be funny. Am I an activist? Yes. But, you know, I'm not necessarily a comedian. So if you don't like, basically, if you don't like it, don't watch." I mean,
but he hosts a show on Comedy Central. If you're not going to at least make an attempt to be funny, then.
I know.
Then what are you doing? I want to laugh when I watch a show on Comedy Central. And, I mean, the nightly show basically took the place of the Colbert Report. In fact, it did. And it just isn't a good show, in my opinion.
No. Well, the Colbert Show is not a good show since he stopped doing the Colbert Show of Comedy Central days.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
Yes,
yeah.
People wish he would go back to doing his original show instead of spending $10 million on a new set. That doesn't change the content. Okay, so where's the naughty part? Let me see.
He's looking for naughty parts.
I am looking for the naughty part. Where is this where he called him the N-word? All right, so then you tell me if this is a boo-boo or not. Now, in case you don't know, Larry Wilmore is black. The president's black. So there is this thought concept, perception that since they're own black, then you can use it. I don't know if it's appropriate to use it at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but I think this is it. Let's take a listen.
Welcome to a Negro night here at Washington. Or as Fox News will report, two thugs disrupt elegant dinner in D.C. And let me just say, Mr. President, the office has taken its toll on you. You look terrible, Mr. President. No, you do, man. I mean, look at you. Your hair is so white, it tried to punch me at a Trump rally. The president's hair is so white, it keeps saying, "All lives matter." All right, fine. You know, I should say, some of America's finest black journalists are here tonight. Don Lemon's here, too.
That's funny.
Ted Cruz has vowed to stay in the race. Man, everybody hates Ted Cruz. Even O.J. Simpson said, "That guy's just hard to like." Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my
Okay, so there it is. And then the backlash started rolling in on social media. How dare he? So he said, "Yo, Barry, you did it, my N-word," with the A. Okay. I guess he's calling, I don't know, I guess they're very good friends, so he can call Obama
weird.
Barry.
It's weird because it's totally unnecessary, in my opinion. Like, he doesn't have to use that
why?
Language
I didn't think so either. Do I think it's super offensive? No. Do I think it was a good idea that he did it? No. I think it's just all around a bad idea. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't see people blowing up. Of course, this just happened last night. People like me are just now getting their hands on the sound of it to play on radio stations. I don't know what's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Is it a bad idea that he referred to the president as, "Yo, Barry, you did it, my N-word"? And that was the end. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's cringeworthy. And I'm half white. Well, I am white. But I have 4 liters of black blood in me from my operation. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yes. Well, no,
story with this?
Well, when I was having my emergency abdominal surgery, I was bleeding out. So your human body only holds 5 liters of blood.
Mm-hmm.
So they put 4 liters, and I didn't know this until it was all over, and you're reading all your documentation. It was Eastern African blood that was put in me.
How do you know?
They tell you it's on your charts, so they can chart. I mean, that medical stuff's there forever.
Wait, so they know where the blood came from?
An Eastern African American donated blood.
Okay. It didn't come from East Africa.
No, it came from Oakland.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
No, they didn't send a jet over there. Hey, anybody got Drex type O? You know, no. Some dude who matched my blood, probably from Oakland, saved my life. Yeah, God bless him or her.
Can you send them a thank you note?
Well, no, you can't ask. No, you don't get blood donor. But anyway. But I always kid Lisa Durden. It's like, hey, I may be white outside, but I'm black inside. So I don't know. 808-0810. Do you think him saying, "Yo, Barry," what was that? Where's the quote? I hate to get it wrong. "Yo, Barry, you did it, my N-word." Larry Wilmore at the end of the correspondence dinner. 808-0810. All right, we'll be back. And if you don't comment, that's fine, too. I'll just move along. 808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show, and let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham. Hello? Hello? I'm in the phone booth. It's a one across the wall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know who said I answered it, of course. You know, I started talking about race. People were going to call. Okay. Well, so Larry Wilmore, he's an African-American. He's a black comedian. I don't know if he's a comedian. He has a show. When is it on?
It's the nightly show. It's on after the Daily Show every night on Comedy Central.
All right. But it's not necessarily funny. Anyways, he was hosting the correspondence dinner for the president, and he made a black joke at the president. He made an off-the-cuff comment at the end.
Ted Cruz has vowed to stay in the race. Man, everybody hates Ted Cruz. Even O.J. Simpson said, "That guy's just hard to like."
Agreed.
Mr. President, if I'm going to keep it 100, yo, Barry, you did it, my did it.
Okay, so, Mr. President, I'm going to keep it real, whatever. Yo, Barry, you did it, my N-word. Okay. Well, some people are dropping off because they don't have, I don't know, you don't have patience. But people going crazy. Oh, my God, no, he should not have done that. Tina and Hayward, you think it was okay?
Yes, I think it was. I mean, should he? You know, it's not usually something you say in a room full of non-black people, but it's
And the president of the United States?
Well, I guess if it was just him and the president, I think it would have been okay. But I didn't see anything wrong with it when I heard, because I thought it was said some other sort of way, but he was kind of like giving the president his props, for lack of better terminology, right now.
Right, right.
But I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. I think so, but to put it into context, it was in a ballroom. So if you're thinking, well, this is where it's okay with blacks to say that to other blacks, even if it's to the president. Well, you had a room full of probably a lot of white people there. I don't know. I don't know how they reacted. Look, I think that a lot of people, for whites, it's just, we don't get to say it and we just don't say anything. That doesn't mean we don't go like, yikes. That seemed inappropriate. He's the president. I think that's what I would have thought if I was there. I would have thought, you just said that to the, you say that to him. I think what you were referring to privately. You don't say that to the whole room of the correspondence dinner about the president. That's what I'd have thought. Craig in San Francisco, you're on KGO.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm a Caucasian. I thought it was cool, very cool. And I think most African-Americans thought it was 100% all right. It's just a lot of white people are too insulated against that. It's kind of like street talking. It's cool to be that way. And I think it's 100% right. And I think when African-Americans use the N-word, it's a psychological release of a painful word. They turn it around to say, hey, it's a cool thing. And African-Americans have that. One day they're going to rule the world. Their cranium is bigger than white people's. And it's very hip thing. It's a sad thing to see Obama go. And it was very cool for that community.
What
to
did
do
you
that.
Say is bigger than white people? Oh, their brains. Okay.
The cranium. The cranium.
Oh, the cranium. We're talking about something else. Okay.
It was okay. Oh, it's very cool. You're just not cool enough.
I know. I got the note. Drex, you're just not hip enough to be down with that. Well, you certainly want me to use it. Whites shouldn't say it to black, even though they're young. You're young, obviously, right?
No, hell no. No, I love your show. I listen to your show all the time. And
Thanks, dude.
I tell you what, but I walk the streets all through market, and I got the international feel, and African Americans, that's the thing. And I think the president and the people that was offended, I think that's a you guys just got to get hip. I think the word cool is used too much. And because I'm from the 60s and, 70s, I'm a baby boomer, and I thought it was very cool. And the people that was offended, they should get over it. It was a very cool thing to get hip. You got to just get hip and get uninsulated and get hip, you know?
I think we're the same age. I guess I just need to hip up. I guess the four liters of black blood in me didn't help me enough, but thank you. I don't know. We need that fifth leader. Michelle in Santa Cruz.
If we're going to be offended by the nerve that is touched by the appearance of some kind of bigotry or racism or offensiveness in here, we should be offended by the last 8 years, how this man has been treated. That's way more offensive than that word. Or
oh,
that
I agree
term,
with you there. Yeah, well, you're
there.
I know you're going wide on me now, but I'm just talking about Larry Wilmore's joke. Of course I agree with you on that.
It's not offensive. It's not, especially in the way that he meant it. And the way it was given and the way it was received, it was not meant for anyone else's consumption.
Well, that's true, except there was a microphone and there were 10,000 people in the room. Yes, it was meant as I get it, as a brotherly gesture, a brotherly love. Yes, I totally comprende. Got it. All right. Why is everybody bleeping it out? Oh, this is good. Let's talk about this. Yes, Michelle in Sonoma.
Yeah, why is everybody bleeping out?
I love that. Yes, why are we?
I don't get it. I mean,
I know. I love this. This is perfect.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, you're bleeping it out.
No, that's the way it was fed to me. But yeah, I would have had that battle with myself today. Yeah.
Not what do you mean with yourself? I mean, I don't understand.
Because we have rules and regulations here that I think I'd get in trouble.
CNN, they let it fly.
I know. But you know what? Why I love that you're having this call is not only to that point, but when they were when all these demonstrations were going on last weekend, Friday down at Burlingame, CNN was live and there were F Trumps behind her, and they kept trying to move the camera, and she kept saying, oh, I'm so sorry that the F-bomb's making it on the air. And I said to myself, how ridiculous this is that we have to say the word F-bomb. Everybody knows what the word is. It's a word.
Well, the funny thing is, though, during the Trump thing in Burlingame, there was a big old poster that was F-U-C-K. I mean, and they tried to block it up, but the helicopters, come on, people. If you're going to say the language, say it. Enough of this censored crap. I mean,
I know, but it's still, unfortunately, I think that companies are still afraid of the FCC. Now, I have to tell you the real rules of the way this word can be used. As you were making reference to Trump, that was in a non-sexual manner. If I were to use that word in a sexual...
Non-sexual?
Yeah. Because there's two ways to look at this. In a pornographic manner, if I'd say that I'd want to F-bomb personally with you. Yeah, that's sexual content, and that would be that would get me fined. But on the other side of the coin is exactly what you're saying. If you were to say F you to someone because they're being a jerk, that has no sexual context or content. But we still get in trouble for it. It's a thin F line. Yeah.
What that comedian said was actually not. There's a difference.
I know. Yep. There was the and the not er. I'm with you. You're right about that. But you couldn't hear it because it was beeped. Susan in San Jose.
Hi, Drex.
Hi.
Thank you for bringing this up.
You bet.
And I see a lot of people are divided on it, but I feel as though when it's said to me or even we don't say it in our family because it suggests ownership. It suggests that I'm bigger than you, but you're good enough to be mine. You know, it suggests possession. In a sick way, it suggests that I own you or I can include you, but I'm bigger than you. It's a throwback to slavery.
And a lot of people would agree with you, but obviously tonight it seems like it's the other way around. Okay, that's enough. It was a lot of fun, though, but didn't we enjoy the mic drop with the president? I'm going to miss the president so much in light of what's on the way. You know, it's either that one or this one.
Almost regardless, yeah.
Yeah.
That, I just have two more words to say. Obama out.
More of the Drex Radio Show on the way on KGOA 10, but first with a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant. I'm not George Bush. You can sing. She's not going to sing. Why? Oh. What were you going to play? This is Dixie. This is, I don't know why my Dixie Chicks. This is Justin Timberlake. Okay. Nasty. All right. Let me try to play Bill Maher on his visit to California. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Where was he visiting?
He was visiting here.
He was in San Francisco?
He was in Burlingame. Where were you, dude?
He didn't even drop by?
That was as close as he wants to get to this place. Let me tell you, that was Friday. Okay.
Oh, he's hanging out with Donald Trump down in Burlingame Friday.
Who is?
Bill Maher.
I think we're all confused here. All right, I had to reboot. Das Boot, everybody. Das Boot, Das Boot. Now, where was I? Dixie Chicks sing. These are the Dixie Chicks covering Beyonce's new song, Daddy's Lessons. Okay, that's enough. All that for that. Wide Open Space is my favorite. I love Dixie Chicks. Remember when they got in such trouble for being anti-war? That was so uncalled for. They were so right, and he was so wrong. And all those country stations, get your tractors out. We're going to run over all the Dixie Chicks CDs in the whole wide world. Yeah. Come on down here to,
You know what I just thought of?
Kick-ass FM, y'all. We're gonna get our tractors out. We're going to run us over some Dixie Chicks.
You can't really do that anymore.
No, you can't.
There aren't any CDs or albums or anything.
Now, come on.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah, we're going to get our tractors out and run over your damn iPhones.
I would love to see that. I wonder how many people would be lining up to get their iPhones run over.
Wasn't that all ridiculous? And boy, they suffered for years from that. That was awful. By the way, so she was doing Beyonce's song and Lemonade, Beyonce's new album, as expected, scored a record 6th number one debut on the Billboard 200. Lemonade has sold a whopping 653 copies in the last week, so it wasn't even close. Prince was second with The Very Best of Prince with 391,000. But anybody who's anything was anti by Rihanna, who sold 50,000 copies. The rest were all Prince. 2 was Prince, 3 was Prince, 4 was Prince. Lemonade was number one. So good for her. But so let me see here. Very best of principle. Yeah. All right. Well, good for her. So she's on quite a roll. Let's get to Bill Maher in California.
I know why you're happy, because Trump has left California, ladies and gentlemen. He was here in California. You can all tell your gardeners they can come out now.
That's nasty. On Cruz campaigning in Indiana.
So now it's really down to the state of Indiana. They're the next primary, the last place where maybe people could stop Trump. Cruz has been trying. He is doing everything he possibly can. He started an alliance with John Kasich. It's just like a reality show. They're making alliances. It's true. And then, because he placed last in 4 out of the 5 primaries on Tuesday, he picked a running mate. For a race he will not be running. Yes, Carly Fiorina. They had a big ceremony and Carly came up. It was like Hitler marrying Eva Braun in the bunker.
It was sad. Freaky. Yes. It was weird like that. All right, there. Thank you very much, Bill Maher. I do have some good news. Oh, a couple things here. I usually don't do stupid criminals because it's just stupid. Maybe I should. It should be a regular. I don't know. I feel like I'm always picking on the state of Florida because 8 out of 9 of them are from Florida every week.
I think that shows you something.
Yeah, yes, it does. That thing can fall. They want us to fall into the ocean. Now, wait a second. I beg to differ.
Might want to rethink that next vacation to Florida,
yes,
people.
There is a peninsula over there. That'd be all right if that one fell into the ocean. Oh my God. 45-year-old woman in Tallahassee got her hands on a whole bunch of cocaine last week, and she wanted to make sure it was pure before she sold it, because she was afraid if it wasn't, then people might die. So she took it down to the police department and asked them to test it. Oh, they tested it. She is in jail.
They tested her intelligence.
Right. Can you imagine walking in with a kilo of coke?
Is this legit?
I want to make sure I don't want to hurt anybody. Oh my God. North Korea just had their first bank robbery ever. Ever?
Wow.
Kim Jong-un shooting those rockets off.
I'm surprised Kim Jong-un didn't stop the bank robbery.
Oh, well, we know what's going to happen to the bank robber if they find him. And then what are you going to do with 70 million North Korean won anyway? That's the name of their currency, won.
I don't know. What's the equivalent to, like, a dollar?
77 grand. Oh. Yeah, 70 million. What's that tell you about how screwed up we fixed their economy? We painted their wagon. That's what you get. Apparently, North Korea had its first ever bank robbery. Someone broke into the country's central bank in blah, 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 North Korea last month when two guards outside weren't at their stations. Oh, well, that's hard for me to believe. I really don't buy that.
I think those guards are in trouble.
Yeah, they're probably not with us anymore either. Okay, it's a good reason to love the good old USA. All right, speaking of the USA, let's talk about guns. So, 11-year-old boy in Alabama shot an intruder when he tried to rob the house last week. Now, this, you know what? If you teach your kids how to use the weapons that are in your home, and that's exactly the way this worked out, a real robber broke in when the kid was there alone. And let me see how this goes. He tried to rob the house. Then he talked to the news about it and made fun of the burglar because the burglar was crying. I'm not going to say the name of the kid since he's 12. Was home alone when the burglary happened. Well, it says here it wasn't exactly self-defense. He shot 12 times as the guy was running away and hit him in the leg with the last shot. Okay. But it said the kid was taught gun safety. Let's take a listen
to this.
So
he missed him 11 times.
For the robber, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him I was going to kill him all that with a gun if he didn't get out of my house. When he was coming downstairs and told me he was going to kill me and F you all that, I shot through a hamper that he was carrying. And it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight through the bag and hit him in his leg. And he started crying like a little baby. When I pulled the gun out on him, I guess he didn't think it was a real gun because he didn't worry about it. He just kept on walking. I play zombies for target practice. I hope you learned a lesson from coming to this house trying to steal stuff.
You'll be killed.
Well, he needs a lot more target practice if he missed 11 times.
Well, he had full metal jacket bullets, too.
Which is even worse. Like,
yes.
What else could he have hit?
My God.
Or who else could he have hit?
Yeah, it could have went through somebody else's house. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out okay.
Well, I have to say this about that. You know, all those years I lived in Texas, we always had guns. And you come in my house, and, you know, you're messing with my family. I shoot first, ask questions later. And that old Texas saying, and if they're running out the window and you kill them, just pull them back in. That's what you get. Don't break into people's houses.
No, it's a stupid move.
Yes, you could get shot. Yes, and justifiably so. All right, everybody, have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10. Thank you, Karen.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a